The 50-bits brain. Scientists suggest that while the brain processes a whopping 10 million bits of information every second, the part responsible for conscious decision-making can only handle about 50 bits per second. This means that our brain focuses more on quick, automatic responses rather than slow, deliberate choices. This tendency stems from our evolutionary past, when survival was the priority, not the complex problems we face today. In essence, our brains are wired to deal with survival challenges rather than modern dilemmas. Even though the Industrial Revolution brought many improvements, it also led to new problems that our brains haven't quite caught up with. Take the fear of snakes, for instance. While some people are really scared of them, they hardly pose a threat anymore. In the U.S., only about 7 people die from snake bites each year. But when you look at things like bicycles or heart disease, the danger is much greater. Bikes cause around 600 deaths annually, and heart disease kills a staggering 600,000 people. Strangely, we don't fear bikes as much as we do snakes, or pay more attention to the risks of unhealthy eating. The intent-behavior gap. The 50 bits limit means people are wired to focus on what's urgent or fun, ignoring the rest. This often creates a big gap between what we want to do and what we do. Most folks in the behavior change field assume intentions always lead to action, but that's a big mistake. It means they're diagnosing the problem wrong and offering solutions that don't work. When you assume that customers aren't doing what they should, like taking their medication regularly, you might think they don't care enough. So you'd try to convince them to change their minds. But what if they forget or procrastinate, instead of deliberately choosing not to? Understanding this changes how we help them. Instead of giving lectures, we might use reminders or set them up for automatic refills. By bridging the gap between what they intend to do and what they do, we can help them make better choices. Behavioral shortcuts. In the ancient times when food was hard to come by, humans developed quick rules to survive. These shortcuts, called heuristics, still guide many of our behaviors today. 3 of these shortcuts are super important. 1. Fit in. Belongingness is a powerful force in human behavior. We naturally want to fit in with the groups we identify with. This urge to conform is why Girl Scouts, for instance, might mention a neighbor's cookie purchase to encourage others to follow suit. When we show that we're part of something valued by our group, it increases our chances of being included. This tendency stems from our ancient instincts, when being part of a community meant survival in a world where resources were scarce and energy was precious. 2. Avoid losses. People tend to try harder to avoid losing something than they do to gain something. Think about it like this. When you're playing a game, losing a point can feel worse than winning one. In golf, for instance, each hole has a target number of strokes called par. If you go over par, it feels like a loss. So, golfers will put more effort into making those crucial shots meet par than they would for shots that won't affect their score as much. And this isn't just true for regular players. Even the pros show this behavior. 3. Take rewards now. The brain tends to focus more on what's happening right now than what will happen in the future. That's why many people procrastinate. For example, when you decide to start exercising daily as a New Year's resolution, it feels like a great idea because you're thinking about the benefits in the future. But when it's time to start exercising, the effort required feels immediate and significant, while the benefits still seem far off. This mismatch between effort and reward can lead you to put off your plans, even if you genuinely want to stick to them. Power strategies, enhancing strategies, and an overarching Uber strategy. To influence your customers' behavior, there are 3 powerful strategies you can use, along with 3 enhancing strategies to make it more likely they'll choose what you want. Plus, there's 6 big strategies that tie them all together. Power strategy 1. Require choice. To make better decisions, sometimes you need a little nudge. When designers create products, they usually focus on making everything smooth and easy. But 50-bit design shakes things up by adding a deliberate pause in the process to get people thinking and choosing actively. This approach recognizes that sometimes we act without really thinking about what we're doing. With the require choice strategy, designers stop customers for a moment, making them consider their intentions. They give enough info to help with decisions, depending on the situation and whether choices can be changed later. Here's a cool example. When the economy hit a rough patch from 2007 to 2011, charitable giving dropped by 3%. However, donations to PetSmart charities shot up by 85%. Why? Because PetSmart made customers decide at checkout whether to donate. It got people thinking and acting on their good intentions. Power strategy 2, lock in good intentions. Most people want to do the right thing, especially when they think about their future actions. Pre-commitment is a way to lock in a decision now to make it harder to give in to temptation later. Take commitment contracts, for example. They let you set goals and decide on a penalty if you fail to meet them. Designing for pre-commitment is about making it easier for people to stick to their plans, unlike designing for them to actively choose something. Stick.com offers ready-made contracts for achieving goals like weight loss and quitting smoking. It also allows users to create personalized contracts. When you start, you provide your credit card info and agree to pay a fee if you miss your goals. To make sure you stick to your commitments, you can pledge to donate your fee to a cause you dislike if you fail. These commitments are serious, but you can change them if something big happens, like if a woman needs to adjust her diet pledge because she becomes pregnant. Power strategy 3, let it ride. One of the most powerful ways to encourage good behavior is by using inertia to our advantage. This means guiding people toward positive actions by default and giving them the option to change their minds if they want to. For example, countries that automatically enroll citizens as organ donors but allow them to opt out have nearly 100% participation rates. Similarly, automatic enrollment in personal retirement savings accounts increases participation from 30% or 40% to 80% or higher. Creating an opt-out system means picking a preferred default and offering a choice to opt out. When people are automatically enrolled, it's crucial to make sure they understand both their default option and how to opt out. This is especially important if opting out changes what they were already part of and stops them from going back to how things were before. Enhance strategy 1. Get in the flow. Human attention is precious and easily lost. Instead of trying hard to grab consumers' attention, this strategy focuses on where they naturally pay attention. For instance, a healthcare company decreased gaps in care by simply adding a reminder on the prescription bottle cap about when it's time to renew the prescription. Enhance strategy 2. Reframe the choices. Frames are like glasses that help us see the world. You can change how people see things by using different words. Some words make people feel good, while others make them feel bad. For example, think about the difference between calling someone a conscientious objector and a draft dodger. To make your words more powerful and influence people's choices, try 1. Telescoping. Making a big problem seem smaller helps us relate better. Pollution worldwide is daunting, but tackling local littering is more doable right now. 2. Group thinking. Influencing behavior by linking actions to the groups people want to be part of can guide them in the right direction. 3. Loss aversion. People are more motivated to change when they see what they stand to lose rather than what they could save. Combining losses can make them sting less, as Amazon does with Prime's yearly fee. 4. The decoy effect. If given a choice between a 1-star restaurant nearby and a 5-star one farther away, most people opt for the closer option. Introducing a third choice, another 5-star restaurant even farther away, makes the mid-distance option more appealing. Researchers are still puzzled as to why this decoy tactic works, but it does. Enhance strategy 3. Piggyback it. One way to make yourself do something you know is good for you, but don't want to do right now, is to pair it up with something enjoyable. This could mean doing that not-so-fun task while you're doing something you love. It's like hitching a ride on something fun to get to the boring stuff. 1. A spoonful of sugar. Mary Poppins, the famous nanny from fiction, understood that a bit of sugar helps the medicine go down. Pepsodent made toothbrushing popular by offering minty toothpaste. Preventing future cavities became a bonus of doing something people liked because it felt good right then. 2. Encourage fun. Families who don't like TV might stick it in front of a treadmill, so you only watch while you're working out. 3. Keep it funny. The best ads or videos are the ones that make you laugh. 4. Give rewards. Offering money for good behavior gets good results. 1. Overarching strategy. Making the right choices easy and slowing down the wrong ones is key. It's like putting the good stuff on a silver platter and giving a gentle nudge away from the bad stuff. Opting out of things is a sneaky trick that makes doing the right thing effortless. For example, not saying no thanks to a retirement savings plan means you're automatically saving for the future. Active choice is another trick that makes you stop and think before acting. It's like a pause button that makes you pick consciously. Use 50 bits to enact positive intentions effectively. The 50-bit design aims to tap into people's good intentions rather than tricking them into doing things that benefit your organization, like selling stuff they do not want. To know if you're doing it right, just ask yourself if someone would feel fooled by the methods you're using to make a certain action seem better. This approach trusts that people want to do the right thing and uses their natural tendencies to encourage them to act on those good intentions. Key points. 1. Our brains focus on quick decisions due to limited processing capacity. 2. Ancient survival instincts often influence our modern behaviors. 3. Understanding the intention-action gap is crucial for behavior change. 4. Behavioral shortcuts like fitting in and loss aversion shape our choices. 5. Strategies like requiring choice and pre-commitment aid in behavior change. 6. Leveraging inertia and enhancing strategies to optimize positive actions. 7. Making good choices easy and slowing down bad ones is essential.